Hi, everyone.
Good evening, Thad. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and giving us this opportunity. We have several questions that were submitted to us, and Kavi will read the questions tonight.
Okay.
Thad, tonight we have four questions. Our first question has two parts. You often say, understanding turns to realization. How does understanding turn to realization?
When you are doing some mathematics, when you understand the problem, automatically you realize the riddle of that. That seems to be a puzzle to you beforehand. It's obvious that the more understanding we have of what we hear that is the truth, the easier for us to see how true it is, and it's easier for us to apply it in our lives. And it's not just in spirituality, in any part of life. When we give understanding, in other words, our heart is open to the understanding of whatever we're trying to achieve, we can achieve it much better, even with the problems, day-to-day problems, if we can, instead of reacting to it in the old ways, we give it a new understanding, we will have a new solution for it. So that's what I think is the value of understanding. Understanding is always new. It is not from our old memories. The understanding that I'm talking about is not from piles of concepts from the past. Go ahead. What is the second part of it?
The second part, how do I differentiate between understanding and realization? Said another way, how do I know if my understanding is realization or not?
When you don't ask this question anymore, you have realized it.
Thank you. Question two. Dearest Thad, whenever there is an opportunity to be in your presence, it makes my heart happy and makes my mind quiet, and I am grateful for that. I have a question. What is the best approach for me to benefit the most and to fully appreciate your presence, both in general and specifically during these chats?
Yeah, I think every one of you that come on the chat, they're open to hear it. You all are enthusiastic to be a part of this chat. I think that's enough. You don't have to prepare yourself or be this way or that way. You just show up with interest and excitement to observe and to benefit, and that's it. No more, no less. I mean, I'm sure that nobody is being forced to be on the chat, so therefore we all come in. I know I do. When I commit myself to come on the chat, I come with enthusiasm and open heart and without any preparation or trying to be a certain way or trying to make sure I'm open enough. Just the interest is enough to benefit from it. Go ahead.
Question three. During a morning devotional discussion, you had said, quote, on this path, loyalty is the most important thing. Now, the question is, what does it mean to you and why is it so important? Looking back on my own path with you, the importance of loyalty has been etched in stone at this point, but I have also witnessed its evolution. First, it was loyalty and a trust in your words and their applications. Now that loyalty has been transformed to seeing your true grandeur and who you really are as the totality and not deviating from that at all. Here is my question. Does our loyalty evolve as our capacity and willingness to see you as who you really are grows and evolves?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They say the closer you are, the dearer you are. Yes, it evolves. The more everything is proven right to you, the more you commit to the loyalty to it and appreciation for it, that's for sure it grows. But then again, if that's how you feel, you are very lucky because it could also decrease as the interest dies down. And I always say that really is the truth that attracts all of you. It had nothing to do with my physical. It always was the truth that you heard that made you attract it. Otherwise, we come across many physical beings during our day, whether it's at the work or in the street or here and there. So what makes it different is that one tells the truth, one gives you lies. And if you really can discriminate between these two and get attracted to the truth more than false, then your loyalty grows to that source. And to me, that is one of the most important. Loyalty and sincerity are, like I said to someone the other day, they're like twin sisters. They can't go in different ways. They're almost attached to one another. Go ahead.
How can we apply the wisdom, do not believe the world, in the moment? Said another way, when something unexpected or concerning happens in our daily lives, maybe with our work or our family, can you walk us through how to apply this technique in the moment?
We're going back to the first question. It is all about understanding, and it happens gradually. We can say when we are in a very peculiar circumstances that, oh, this is not, this is not real, or this is just a dream. And it might help a little bit, but it will not sink in until you really are convinced through your own experiences that this cannot be real. At least to certain amount, certain degree. So there is not anything I can say that would remedy it immediately. It's impossible. But when we really look at life, look at our daily life, rather than being involved in it, we just look at it, we'll see that as much as it looks like it has consistency and certainty, or it is really tangible, we begin to see it isn't any of that. At least in some cases we see it. So it's the same way when we go through our daily lives. we have to look at it without involvement now and then, like we do with our mind, you know, with our thoughts, rather than constantly wanting to remedy something or get rid of something or just look. When we observe it, we begin to see that it just falls apart. If we give it a chance, it won't look as it would have if we were deeply involved with the activity or what we were talking about and what we were, you know, doing. So just the fact that we heard the truth, we just have to let it simmer. Ramana says something beautiful. He went in the kitchen and saw this lady, this loyal lady that cooked for him all those years. And he said, when you put your vegetable in the pot, cover it, let it simmer. I think, in other words, have patience. Just let it sit there. Let it simmer without interference, without opening the lid, without letting the steam out. So, yeah, patience.
Thank you, Sat. That concludes the questions.
We can open it if there is somebody else that would like to ask a question or whatever you guys want to do at this time.
I have a question regarding the first question that was asked and something that was discussed last week during the chat, and it had to do with creating new concepts. Today, you mentioned that we throw away the old concepts and we build an understanding of what we hear and we learn. How does that differ from building new concepts from our understanding of what we hear and what we learn now? I appreciate if you discuss that in more detail. Thank you.
So let's say that you hear certain phrases of wisdom over and over and without experiencing it. And so then it's not like you're convinced by it. You just have accepted it like we have accepted all the other concepts and becomes a memory. Then you go see a friend and the friend says, oh, you know, I'm not feeling good today. And isn't that, you say to the friend, you know, life is just a Maya. Don't believe it. That is a concept from the past. This is not coming from, it's not new. It's not, what is new is at that moment, what you're saying, it is coming from a new place in you. It is not just a phrase that was registered in your mind. It's like our conversation right now. It is not a recycling of the past. And it comes from a conviction rather than hearsay. I don't know if I answered your question because your question was a little bit vague for me.
You did answer it because my understanding was exactly what you just mentioned, that what we express sometimes may not be from true experience, but regurgitating what we have heard and what we think we have understood rather than experiencing it.
Which is nothing wrong with it as long as you sit with it yourself. until you have a deeper understanding of it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with learning as long as we don't make a concept, we don't leave it at the belief stage rather than being convinced by it or making sense to us or we are moved by it or something has to take place besides saying, yeah, I agree with you, Sat. It sounds right.
Thank you.
Sat, I have a question. A lot of times I can use the tools, but sometimes some things happen that I am not able to use the tools, or I try to, but I fail. And I'm wondering, what do you suggest for me to do in those situations? Thank you so much.
Sometimes you might be in a situation that it's just overwhelming, right? It's just overwhelming, and that the mind cannot detach itself from making stories about it and making the thinker suffer. At that time, if you cannot have the right approach to it to eliminate it, please go ahead and go all the way in it. In other words, don't try this tag of war. If you feel like you are not strong enough to use the sword of your truth, which you should be, but sometimes it's not possible, you don't have the capacity at that time, just go to it. Just experience the pain and suffering. Just say, okay, this is my life for now, and it will pass. And go with your worries, go with your stories, go with your judgment, go with your self-inflicted pain. And then once you accept it, say, okay, all right, I'm not capable of pulling myself out. First of all, it shortens the period of this dilemma. Second, when you come out, you have tasted such a bad taste that you are much more vigilant to stop it at the very first moment. Remember that. It's okay. Go through the pain so you won't forget it. And this is why I said nothing is bad that we say is bad. Nothing is good as we say is good. When these two come to a marriage of balance and the middle path, we have conquered the art of living. So don't run away from pain if it's self-inflicted, which is 99.9% it is, if you're not capable of pulling yourself out. And just know it will pass. And when it does pass, please remember the scars. And you will, you will remember it. So on that note, thank you for sharing your life with me for these 30 minutes. May all of us pull a sword of truth more often than any false temptation. Namaste to all of you.